There's no substitution for that.
I'll find out.
Hey, ear, 20th of April, Harabin Chesbroya, Hachona La Kabbalah Satoira.
As you are fully aware, the days of the Sfira, the Karti Oimer, the Chinuch says that besides the mitzvah, the actual mitzvah itself, we must look at it as being a preparation to reach out to Kabbalah Satoira. That's the reason why we count in the way that we do. We count the days that have gone by. We don't say how many days are still that we have to count yet. We count the days that have gone by, if to say, well, thank God, another day has gone by, I'm getting closer and closer, that's how he explains it. And we have to have these feelings. But normally we're very busy in the Mea Sfira, about what you're allowed to do, you're not permitted, what you are permitted to do, about the Minhogim, with the Upsherim, and with the Chasimim and all that. But sometimes we might forget the Iker as well, we're so busy with those dealings, we have to be keep up to them. But we have to also consider the content of this mitzvah sphere as well. But there's more to that. Of course it's a chon el kabbalah satayim. We reach out to Shavuos thinking that we may belong to this group of people who are accepting the Torah. But it's not so simple. It's not as simple as all that, that we should be a real mekabli ha-Torah. There's a famous member in Chazal which needs an explanation. The Chazal say, only the Oichle Hamon, for them the Torah was given. That puts a bit of a question, a bit of a query. If it's only for the Oichle Hamon, where have we got chaikus to it? We're not zoichle to have the mon today. There was a certain period in the Midbar that the Rebbeinu Shloim gave them this wonderful matona, this mon every year, fell from heaven. But we don't eat mon today. What does it mean the Torah was only given to Oichle Hamon? Another little question. If you look into the Torah, when the Torah refers to this mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, and about the korban they had to bring, and it actually took place on the 16th of Nisan, just the day after Yom Tov, that's when the Chodosh became Mutter, and when they were makkel the korban Oimer, that's when the Sfira starts off, as the Torah explains it, various places. The question is, on every festival that we have in the Torah, there's always a date to it. If you talk about Pesach, it's the 15th of Nisan. If you talk about Yom Kippur, it's the 10th of Tishri. Sukkot is the 15th of Tishri. When it comes to Sfiras Oimer, there's no mention of any date. The Torah doesn't say you start counting on the 16th of Nisan. Just as it refers to the mitzvah of the first day of Pesach as being Chamisha Osa, he could have said that the mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer, the korban, should be on the 16th of Nisan. But there's no reference to any date. What the Torah does say is, Sfartem lochem mimocharas ha-Shabbos. As if to say the 16th of Nisan is referred to as being the day after Shabbos. Now, Shabbos is difficult because wasn't Shabbos, it was the 15th of Nisan, and that caused the Tzdoikim at that time to think that the Sfira always starts off on Sunday. Understand that Shabbos means the Shabbos Bashar Breshis. But the Chazal proved from Psukim and Menoches that it does not mean that. And Shabbos is really a reference to Pesach, which in itself the B'nai Sosra discusses in Ariches why we call it Shabbos. But yet, no date. Just Mochas or Shabbos, nothing more than that. Another point to discuss, to think about, we know that the Oimer, they were makriv from one of the five minim, actually, which are included in the Isser of Chodosh. And one of the five minim is Seoirim. Evchitim, Seoirim, Shepereshua, Shippen, Kusmin. Now, Seoirim is normally, in the Gemara we see very often, that Keoirim considered the Machel Behemo. The Gemara in Ketel Revoch and in other places was hard stuff, it was hard to chew it even. Even the Rabbi Hilchus Brochus, if you choose chitim, you make a pradomo. If you choose soirim, you don't, because it's not the derech achila. And very often the Gemara refers to it as being a machal behemo. Soirim. Chitim is a mochosheva. Chitim is considered machal odom. So why do you bring the oimad after from soirim? Chosep is just soirim, which is the least choshev amongst the minim. Soirim. Tashver v'zachazay. Could have easily brought a korban like all other menochus. There are certain korbanos, menochus, that you do bring from soirim. But there's a reason behind it. The moshel is soito. Choyte brings a mincha soirim because she sinned by being a soito and she acted, pardon me, like a behemoth, going after a tyrant. She acted in a behemish way. So she deserves to have a korban, which is a machol behemah, as the Mishnah explains in Menachos Soito. But when it comes to mincha soimah, which is a choshev korban, very choshev korban, why does this have to be soirim? Like the minchas choyte, minchas soite. Chura shikl shverichait. There's another interesting point to mention, a medrash in Parshas Emor, where the mitzvah of oimah is discussed, and the medrash comes up with a lot of things that the oimah brought about. Big schuyas, privileges. And one of them is that the korban oimah, that the makriv, brought Sholoim ben ish le ishtoi. What's the kesher? If you look it up in Parshas Emor, what's the korban oimer going to do with Habuas Sholoim ben ish le ishtoi? Ich verstehe. The same medrash brings down something else as well, concerning Haman and Mordechai. When Haman came to Mordechai, he was learning the Parsha of Oimer. And he asked Mordechai, what is this oimer? He told him it. Your koimetz for a mincha se'oirim, it's handful. He said, what? That's your korban se'oirim? If I would have to bring a korban oimah, I would bring it from silver and gold. Ketzer mezov. That's a choshev the korban. Se'oirim, you couldn't find anything better. Such a low-class material, that would be the korban for the oimah. You have to know what's the discussion here, what's the dialogue between Mordechai and Haman. And Mordechai said, yes, that's our korban. And with this we have all the privileges that Oimer brings about. What exactly is going on? Why didn't Haman understand it? And for Mordechai it was a poshut zach, that's what we have to bring. So we have a few questions to look into. I could summarize it again, but I think you've got it already. I'll make a quick summary. And try to find a way, a solution to it. First of all, we had a member, quickly, Lenit Natura Leuch Lamon. What connection do we have to the Leuch Lamon? Then also, there's no date in the Torah. It just says Mochas HaShabbos. Why daf Gesoirin? How does it bring Solon and Isle Istoi? And what was the dialogue between Haman and Mordechai? If you need Kesem as well, or Gesoirin is also good enough. What's going on here? I want to tell you an interesting Meshe Chochme. The Meshe Chochme has a question to ask. In the Gemara and Arvi Psochim, you know, we have our Halil, we say on Rosh Chodesh, and obviously on Yom Tov and Chanuk and all that. That's referred to in the Gemara and Arvi Psochim as Halil HaMitzri. Halil about the Mitzri, Matzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yom Tov, all that. Then we have another Halil, which the Gemara called, we don't call it Halil, but the Gemara calls it Halil. Gives the title of Halil, the 26th, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Loilam Chasto, we say Shabbos morning in the Psuke de Zimro. The 26th, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. But that the Gemara calls, not only Halil, but Halil HaGodel, the big Halil. Well, the question is, the Meshe Chochma asked, which of the two is bigger? Of course the Halil HaMitzri, and with all the gorglerai with the chazonis, becomes much longer than the 26 Hoidul Hashem. And the 26 Hoidul Hashem are referred to as Halil HaGodel, and the other Halil is called Halil HaMitzri. What's the pshat in that? He said, the mother big pshat. Lamitra Shal Torah, good stuff. He said, the chidik is azoi. But I want to add on another member of Chazal to it. There's a member of Chazal that says, Kol Oima Halil Bechol Yoim, which sounds very reasonable, a nice thing to do. Every day, singt er sich Tzid im Hallel. But it says in the Gemara, Kol ha'oim ha'halil v'chol yoim, ha'chize, there's a little pause, they're busy there. I want them to listen.
No, no, no.
I'm used to making remarks to my pupils as well, but to the point. Kol ha'oim ha'halil v'chol yoim, Hareze mecharif u'megadev. Yeah, frustrate the Chazal. By saying Hallel every day, you become a mecharif u'megadev. Like you're a pikoiris, you're not a mamin. What's wrong with saying Hallel all day? Every day. It's wonderful. Person feels he wants to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say the Shira. And the Chazal classify him as being someone who's mecharif u'megadev. Ksav Sofer explains. What does Hallel teach us? What do we say in Hallel? We talk about Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the Nisim Hamfusomim, the famous Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael. That's far from enough. That means to say as if that we only see the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the great Nisim that he does. Only then do you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually conducting everything and leading us by seeing the greatness. But you do what the Ramban says in Parshas Bo, it's a famous Ramban. The Ramban said, from the Nisim Hamfusomim, we have to go on. The Rebbe Nisim only does it because he wants us to learn from it that he's leading the world, he's in charge, he's the supreme being, and from that we'll understand that all our daily occurrences and all that we do on a daily basis, our simple day-to-day life, is also the Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban calls it HaNisim HaNiglim VaMfusomim and the Nisim HaNistorim. And he comes with a phrase, a famous phrase of the Ramban. And he says that we have to believe that there's no such thing as a mikra. Nothing happens, just it happens. Everything is Yad Hashem. There's someone behind it. And therefore he says that we have to believe that all the mikrim ein bohem teva ubin hogoi shel oilom klal. Nothing happens on its own. Whatever happens in life does not happen on its own. And he says the person who doesn't believe in that ein lo chelik betoiras Moshe Rabbeinu. If you don't believe that the Ribono Shel Olam is conducting everything and leading us on a day-to-day basis, in all our pe'ulas, all that we do, we have no chelik b'teiras Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Ksav Sofer, going back to Ksav Sofer, explains, Kol ha'oim ha'halel v'chol yoim, if you stay by Hallel, and you keep on praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just for the Hallel that he did, for the Nisim Hamfusomim, ha'rezim v'chavif v'megavif. Because that actually means that you don't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your daily life. You don't believe that all you do right through your life is all v'yad Hashem. Ein v'hem teva u'min hoge shel oilom klal. That's ein l'echelik v'teros Moshe Rabbeinu from the Ramban. And this is a mecharif u'megadif of the Gemara. So Hallel on its own is only to give us a reminder that the Ribono Shel Olam is door. Don't think things go on their own, but then we have to bring it into our daily lives. All that we have in life is all v'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing happens on its own. There's no koichi v'otzim yodi. We just do our shtadlus, but alles is v'yad Hashem. Going back to the Mesher Chochmah, he explains the Gemara, why we call Hodul Hashem Halil HaGodl in the following way, and it sounds very good in fact. He says, the other Halil, as I said just now, is the Halil HaMitzri, because we talk about Nisim. That's one thing. That's not yet the Halil HaGodl. This is not the real thing we're looking for, the Halil of the Mitzvah. But if you look into the Hodul Hashem, the 26th Hodul Hashem, it starts off with great Nisim. Yam Suf Likzorim, Makim Mitzrayim, Bivchoreim, Nesichoin, Oik, all the big Choshev and Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. But what did it end off with? It ends off with the words, Noisin Lechem Lechol Bosa Ki Lo'ilam Chasto.
Why don't we say it every day?
What's that?
Why don't we say it every day?
Huh?
Why don't we say Halal HaGodl every day?
Not a bad question, but yeah, not bad. You do ask good questions sometimes, don't you? But I tell you what, we have another thing that we say every day. If we put our mind into it, the Pesaches Yodecho Masbia, which brings us to Eilam Abo, if you believe in that, it's on the same line. Why exactly this was chosen and this not, I don't know. Perhaps it is a good question. But Lemaise, that's the greatness of that Hallel, right? Called Hallel Agodu. Because you reach out to this Madriga of understanding, it doesn't just remain by the Nisim Amfusomim, we come down to the brass facts of Noisim Lechem Lechol Boso, Kiloyam Chastoy. This is the real Hallel the Revolution requires from us. That's the Meshes Chochma Vot. I want to add on now. Going back to the question that we posed just before, I would say the following. I look at Sfiras Oiva being on the same line. Because the first day of Pesach, we all know there were Nisim and Fosomim. Tzitzis Mitzrayim, unusual, the Makkos Bechoyres, the Malo Min HaTeva, what happened on that day, and all that happened in Mitzrayim. Those are the Nisim and Fosomim. But the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us, from there, to go on to the next stage, without an interruption, without any hafzik at all. We have to immediately go on to the next step, Mimochar Asa